It's your life. It's your destiny. It's your choice. And now it's time to share your mission.
Dr. Wynn Henderson is the host of today's program, Share Your Mission. He's a retired medical doctor with over 20 years of clinical experience and the number one national best-selling author. The doctor is the author or co-author of 35 books, including The Cure of Addiction, The 12 Steps, Doctors Don't Lie, The Four Questions, The Deposition, and Share Your Mission, which is a continuing anthology series based on this radio program. Dr. Henderson is the founder of The Recovery Group, which counsels individuals and families with addictive behaviors using a Christian-based model, and of The Destiny House, which is a spiritual retreat in the mountains of Western North Carolina. The Destiny House provides an opportunity for individuals to find out why they were created and to discover their mission in life. The doctor would like to give you a free book today, so grab a pen and a paper, and we'll give you a toll-free number in just a moment.
Hello again. This is Dr. Wynn Henderson, and the program is called Share Your Mission. Remember, the most important four questions in life are, who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? And where am I going when I'm done? This program deals primarily with the third question, what am I doing here? I believe that each of us has a specific mission to accomplish, a destiny, if you will, and the ultimate secret to finding lasting happiness in this life lies in discovering that destiny and then in pursuing it. My mission is to help you find yours. Equally important is learning to love yourself and fully appreciate your value. This is so important because until you fully appreciate and understand your relationship to God, other people, and the world, you will never be happy, content, or have peace of mind. I believe the fastest way to gain this understanding is in answering the four questions. My books, The Cure of Addiction, The Four Questions, and The Secret to Happiness, will help you find out what your mission is so that you too can be truly happy and successful. I provide individual Christian-based counseling on issues of addiction worldwide by telephone, and you can reach me toll-free at 877-787-3127. Also, visit my website, which is theultimatesecrettohappiness.com, and get one of my books for free. And now, this week's presentation of Share Your Mission. It's a fact. Lack of effective communication is a leading cause of divorce and is a main cause of breakdowns in relationships between parents and their children or employees and their employers. There is no doubt that communication in all types of relationships can make or break them. But changing how we relate to one another is easier said than done because of inherited or past communication patterns that can quickly lead to hurt feelings or emotional disconnection. What's more, most people don't have the knowledge, skills, or time to invest in changing how they behave. Our guest today is Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Dr. Donadio has written a book called Changing Behavior. It's a guide to provide simple, proven strategies to facilitate lasting change and to experience new levels of fulfillment, collaboration, or intimacy. Dr. Donadio has been a pioneer in the field of behavioral health, working with health care professionals and patients to change their behaviors and improve their health for over 30 years. She is a sought-after integrative health practitioner, behavioral health and relationships expert, and media personality, and her work has led to dramatic lifestyle changes in millions of people worldwide. She is one of only six American Florence Nightingale scholars and is award-winning nurse advocate and has dedicated her life to improving the quality of health care delivery and patient advocacy. And so it's our pleasure today to have on the program Dr. Donadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Georgiana. How are you doing?
A great pleasure to be here.
Great. Okay, so let's get started by telling us if there's anything else in your background that I missed that you think the people would like to know.
Oh, nothing of any great importance, except that I'm the mother of three wonderful children, so I'll stick that in there.
Okay. Why did you write this book on changing behavior?
Well, that's a great question. The reason I wrote the book, actually, is because I was dragged kicking and screaming by my colleagues to finally write the book that really shared the 32 years of research that we did on this subject of communication and enhancing relationships. Changing behavior addresses not only the reasons why we as human beings need to have good communication, but it also documents and shows how when we have relationships that are not successful, that are not nourishing, that are not really giving us what we need as human beings, it leads to all kind of addictive behavior and unhealthy behavior and unfortunately unfulfilling behavior. And it also does something that you talk a great deal about. It really removes us or distracts us from understanding our purpose in life. Because when we're so busy paying attention to our hurt, our woundedness, our loneliness, our sense of rejection, our inability to have lasting or fulfilling relationships, we can't focus on the important things in life. We cannot focus in on our purpose and our higher calling. So this book is very much aligned with much of the wonderful work that you do and that you've been doing, because it's about bringing people into an intimate relationship with understanding their purpose as a human being and how we are meant to respect and relate and really hold each other in a very sacred way. There's a whole component of the book where we talk about the sacredness of relationship with one another. So the reason I wrote the book was because people were just saying, you've got to write it. And so I did. And my own personal joy in doing it is that it has helped and it continues to help so many individuals, whether they're family, whether they're, struggling with behavioral change, addiction, whether they're dealing with their children, dealing with work. There's so much to this simple approach to respectful, sacred relationship that it has been so profoundly helpful. It's my great pleasure. I'm glad that I was dragged kicking and screaming. So it's been my great pleasure to actually write the book.
Well, writing this book and putting this message out to the world is of great importance. And how would you characterize your purpose or your mission? I know that writing the book is part of it.
Well, the basic mission, my own personal mission is probably aligned with the mission of the program that I'm privileged to be the director of, which is the National Institute of Whole Health here in the Boston area. And our mission is to transform the practice of medicine and health care in all settings to include whole person care and to see each other in a sacred and in a very respectful and, if you will, holy way, rather than treating each other through competition and treating each other, in this very fast-paced, get-ahead mentality that we have in our culture. It's about returning to understanding our healthy interdependence to one another as human beings and to dispel and move away from the codependence and the dysfunctional kind of relationship. And we see this in medicine, and this is very disturbing because medicine is really a sacred vocation where we are serving one another, and so is marriage and so is family. And yet when we look at the dynamics of relationships in marriage, in family, and even in medicine, we're seeing very unfortunate, very, shall we say, disrespectful communication skills, that instead of healing, they hurt. Instead of uplifting, they wound. So the mission of my own personal mission and the mission of the program that I work for is to really transform our relationships with how we understand and bring to relationships the communication skills that give us and the people we're communicating with what it is that we need and desire so we can create healthy, happy, holy, and fulfilling relationships in all aspects of our life.
Georgiana, there are, as you know, hundreds if not thousands of books that have been written about relationships. In fact, my last book was about relationships. But what I want to ask you is, how does your book differ from what's already on the market?
That's a great question. And the answer is simple. We've spent 32 years in various medical, hospital, and health practice settings studying and piloting the process that we call pure presence, behavioral engagement with pure presence. This is a simple, immediately applicable set of skills. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes for someone to understand the concept, to understand the skills, and to immediately apply these skills to any relationship and have results, instant results. Now, it's fascinating because if you go to Amazon and you go onto the page of the book and you read the reviews that people have put up on the book, people will say, you know, I read the book and I turned around and I spoke to my daughter or I had a communication with, you know, some other member in my family or at the office, and they were shocked and thrilled that by using these simple, easy steps, they were able to experience a transformational quality in their communication and their relationship with this person. Now, we did this with hundreds of thousands of individuals over a 32-year period, and what we discovered is that there are basic, fundamental, important skills and understanding that we need to approach every communication with. When we do that, we can have happiness, we can have fulfillment, we can have positive, respectful, productive relationships and communications. And if we're approaching a relationship with another person and we're not bringing that understanding and that skill set to the communication, we're going to fail. And unfortunately, and I'm sure, Dr. Henderson, you are an expert on this, we do not get those skills in our families. Unfortunately, we're not raised in homes that are teaching and that are, you know, really reflecting back and being an example of this kind of mindful, respectful, sacred communication. We're experiencing a culture that is completely disrespectful and competitive and really wounding to the cultural psyche of our nation. So what this whole simple book is about, it's a very simple book. It's got 120 pages in it, lots of illustrations. It's very straightforward. It takes about an hour and a half to read. What this book is about is inviting anyone and everyone to understand how simply and quickly and effectively and fulfilling it can be to just have a handful of tools and skills that you bring to a communication and how it can transform your life and the life of the person you're talking to.
Well, Georgiana, I think I heard in that last answer that you believe that communication is the most important thing in good relationships. Is that right?
Well, I think that that's been stated in many, many articles and many, many journals. And what we do know, and this is the latest in kind of the research that's going on in medicine that I'm sure you're familiar with, relationships are the number one most important factor in our longevity and healthcare. and our health. In other words, the quality of our well-being, the quality of our health, and the length of our longevity has a great deal to do with the quality of our relationships. People who are lonely die sooner. People who have great social contacts and they're active in their church and they're very busy interacting and working with and serving other people, they live longer, they're happier, they're more fulfilled, they're less lonely. So we know that relationships are number one in terms of the quality of our life. And what we know is that communication is the number one most important element when it comes to the quality of our relationships.
Well, you know that change is never easy, and people don't like to come out of their comfort zone because it causes them anxiety and sometimes depression. How does your book make the ability to change easier for a person?
That's a wonderful question. The whole idea about change, we discuss that at length in the book. We explain that we do not like to change because our beliefs, our values, and our worldview are all based in how we learn to adapt to our environment so we can survive in it. So our behaviors are really protective mechanisms so that we feel safe and we feel that our survival is being ensured. So in order to change somebody's behavior, that is only an internal process. No one else can change anyone else's behavior. And there was a study that we refer to in the book that talks about how in politics, you can take anyone, give them all the facts, you can show them black and white, you know, facts that should change their opinion of a candidate, and instead they dig their heels in. There are also studies from Harvard that show that only one out of eight critically ill patients will change their behavior when their doctor says, if you don't change your behavior, you're going to die. So we know that our behavior is deeply, deeply rooted in what we believe and what we feel is the best way for us to live in the world and survive and adapt to our environment. So how does this change? Well, this is the beauty of this model that we've spent so many years developing and researching at the hospitals. By creating a very mindful, trustful, respectful, sacred environment through the way we relate to another person, by creating a situation where we are not trying to change them, we're not manipulating them, we're not looking to get them to agree with us, we're not telling them what to do or how to do it, by being present to another person, fully respectfully, listening to their thoughts, you know, accepting their reality, sharing our reality, and doing it in a way that communicates with our body and our eyes and our voice and our being, that we do hear them and we do respect them and we do cherish them and that they are who they are and we're not out to change them. By creating this wonderful, unconditional, non-judgmental environment, this is the most healing, the most powerful thing that we can bring to any communication. And we all have had that experience where we're listening to a doctor or we're listening to a minister or we're speaking to someone who is sitting there and being with us in this profoundly, you know, unconditionally loving way, this non-judgmental way, and allowing us within our own mind and in our own psyche to identify what we know, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing it, what we know about ourselves, what we realize as human beings we need to change within ourselves. Most people are very well aware of what their problems are. And I know as a physician, if you ask your patients, what do you think's wrong with you? 95% of the time they're going to tell you, and they're right. Because we are the authors of our own lives, and we know who we are to a large extent in terms of our behavior. So when someone approaches us in this profoundly respectful way and really invites us unconditionally to be who we are and express what we feel, this is transformational because we can now expand. We can now realize and think clearly without judgment. We're not expecting someone to judge us and to tell us what to do. We can now cognate, discern. We can connect. with what we know, and it's that process of self-knowing and self-awareness, when that emotional shift takes place, that's when somebody changes their behavior. Not when anybody else wants them to or tells them to or asks them to, but when they internally really get, when their heart and their mind and their emotions cognate and discern that they understand why they've been doing something, or what they've been doing isn't good, or what they've been doing is hurtful. So this is the power of this process, and it's really quite wonderful, because it not only helps the person who we're talking with, but it really transforms us at the same time.
Absolutely. Our guest today is Georgiana Donadio. Dr. Donadio has written a book called Changing Behavior. Georgiana, how do they get a copy of your book or more information about you and your work?
Well, they can download a free excerpt from the book by going to changingbehavior.org. That's changing, C-H-A-N-G-I-N-G, behavior, B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R.org. And they can download that. They can also go to Amazon. The book is sold exclusively through Amazon. If they're a Kindle Prime member, they can get it for free. And we have workshops. We have one-day workshops. We have online workshops. We have all kinds of opportunities. If they would like more information and they would like to actually participate, they certainly can do that. And we also have another website, N as in Nancy, I as in Ice Cream, W as in William, H as in Harry.org, the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH.org. And that has lots of information about whole health and whole person care. And basically, we serve the professionals, health professionals, and education professionals to train them in whole person health and in behavioral engagement. So there's lots of information available to them.
We talked about relationships earlier in the interview. My most recent book is called Intimate Connections, subtitled How to Develop Real Intimacy with Anyone Anywhere in the World in Less Than 4 Hours. Pretty dramatic stuff. And for the next five callers at our number, we will give you a free copy of that. Or you can email me at wynn@wynnhenderson.com and get a copy of this book on relationships. Now we're going to get back to Georgiana, and her book is called Changing Behavior. Georgiana, the central part of your changing behavior is the concept of behavioral engagement. Now, tell us about behavioral engagement.
Well, the expression actually is a literal translation of what it is that this communication model does. It is about how we behave, how we engage with one another, and our behavior, the behavior that we exhibit when we are engaging with other people. So we named it behavioral engagement because it really was about and is about how do we behave as we are relating to one another. And in that regard, what it really talks about is getting to understand yourself in terms of how you communicate. I'll give you an example. I have a lot of kids, and one of my kids is just the sweetest person, and he's very smart, very brilliant, very successful. But a lot of times when he's talking to other people, he doesn't realize the tone that he is expressing himself with. And sometimes he's just scratching his head because he's going, I don't understand why they react to me that way, you know. And yet, once he began to actually get involved with, you know, pure presence and understanding tonality and intention and body language and eye contact and, you know, projection, what he was able to discern is that it was indeed his tone, and it was not what he was saying. But the classic, it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. So often our behavior within our engagement, we're just not connected and aware of it. But once you begin to practice pure presence, it gets very clear, and it becomes very organic that you understand what you can do and what you are doing in communication.
Georgiana, what are some easy ways that people can begin to move towards better communication?
Absolutely. I'm going to give you three quick steps, okay? And these are really the beginning steps in the book. When you read the book, you can identify these steps. Number one is, if you're going to communicate with someone, you're going to have a conversation, you have to be aware that whatever your intention is, whatever you're bringing to that communication, your intention might be, I want to sell them something. Your intention might be, I want them to love me. Your intention might be, I don't want to get fired. We all have intentions. We all walk into our communications with goals or desires or intentions, unless what we do is we sit down beforehand and we are very clear with ourselves why we're having this discussion. If we're having this discussion because possibly we had an upset with a member of our family and we want to clarify that, that knowing that, being clear as to what we're addressing, what we want, what we're looking for, that's a very important thing. Sometimes we go into conversations and we don't know that what we really want to do is show somebody that we're right, or you know, tell somebody that they were a jerk, or make them understand that their behavior was terrible. If we're going into a communication without having a really sacred or a higher purpose to our dialogue, to our conversation, what's going to happen is we're going to wind up most likely criticizing them or being negative in some way. So what we want to do is be clear about why we're having the conversation, what are we looking to create in that exchange, and know going in what it is that we want to kind of exchange or communicate with that person. So if we want them to know that we're sorry, if we want them to know that they were wrong, if we want them to know that they had a wonderful day, whatever it is we're bringing into that communication, it's critical to be clear about that before we begin. That's number one. Because we do create the environment that our intention brings. Number two is we have to be aware of our body language. If we're sitting there and our arms are crossed and our legs are crossed and we're looking at our watch, we're tapping our legs, we're drinking coffee, we're writing, we're playing with our hair, we are communicating to that person, I'm not really paying attention to you. I'm really thinking about myself. I'm really paying attention to what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. I'm not sitting here calm. I'm not sitting here peaceful. I'm not centered. I'm not balanced. What I am is I'm internalized. I'm not paying attention to you. I'm thinking about myself. So that's a killer. That's a conversational killer right there. So we want to be clear about why we're there. We want to be calm. We want to be centered. We want to be relaxed. We don't want to be, you know, bouncing all over the place with our legs and our playing with our hair or our jewelry. And we want to send the communication, I'm paying attention to you. You are important. I value you. And we do that with this very calm and this very centered posture. And last but not least, and these are just three of them, eye contact. One of the most important things that we learn is that the eyes, we all hear, are the windows of the soul. What does that mean? Well, the eyes, the optic nerves, are connected to the limbic portion of the brain. And the optic nerves run alongside this limbic brain where all of our emotions are stored. So when we are looking into another person's eyes, what we're seeing is all of the neurological, psychological expression. Very subtle. It can be pupil dilation. It can be the tension around the eyes. It can be a little muscle twitch. It can be a line or a furrow in the brow. What we know is that the optic nerve communicates everything that's going on internally from the limbic system, the seat of the emotions. So when we look at someone in the eye, we can tell if they're lying. We can tell if they love us. We can tell if they're upset. We've all been through that. So one of the things we want to be aware of is when we connect to another person, we look at them softly. We don't bore down on them. We hold soft eye contact, non-judgmental thoughts. We're looking at them. We're appreciating them. We're respecting them. We're holding them dear. We're holding them sacred. We are seeing them as valuable human beings. Now,
Georgiana?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but we're coming to the end of our time. I want to tell the people that the book is called Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills, and you can get it at Amazon.com or go to Dr. Donadio's website. It's been so nice to have you on the program today, and we really appreciate the work that you're doing and your mission in life. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Henderson. Have a great day.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, this program is dedicated to helping you, our listeners, find true personal happiness in your life. I believe the fastest way to accomplish that goal is to find out what your mission is and then to pursue it. So now, until next time, may God bless you and lead you to the contentment, happiness, and peace of mind that you really deserve. Until we meet again, remember, happiness comes from pursuing your mission.